The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding, California. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 1st of May. Bob, the 1st of May. Here we are. And the news is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, so open 7 days a week. Great customer service, and, of course, the newly enlarged and enhanced walk-in humidor. Good morning, buddy. I see you're up there. Attempting to write quickly on the board, knowing that it's news time or weather time. How are you today? You've got your, you know what? It must be the 1st of May, and I'll tell you why. You have your Hawaiian shirt on.
Well, I have a rather large collection of the Redding tuxedo, and
it's very attractive.
Redding formal wear.
This has a little langustas on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Little lobsters.
Various crustaceans. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Currently, actually, I wrote down wrong, 52 degrees in Redding this morning, so we're up just a hair from our overnight low. We'll see a high near the 80-degree mark, and taking a look at today's forecast, the high will be near 80, mostly clear tonight, around 52, warming up tomorrow to 85, Wednesday night, 54 for a low, and then 85 on Thursday, again on Friday. No rain in our immediate future. We're looking pretty good right now. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and also has payment plans for people that get their gas and propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney, good people. Hey, I want to remind everybody, 1020s, a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. Support the final $20,000 payoff of the U.S. Air Force Monument, now erected at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. If you remember, Millie and Kathy from Classic Cafe are going to cook up a spaghetti dinner. And it's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall down in Anderson. It's going to be this Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Cost $20 for adults. Children 7 and under free. You can get the tickets at Anderson of VFW Hall or at the door. So, have you seen this monument? This is, you know...
Well, I produced the promo video, which I'm going to go fetch and put in the chat room for people who'd like to see the promo video that I did.
Okay.
Which has some very nice aerial footage of the cemetery.
Well, this is an interesting thing. It's a very, very picturesque type of monument that they have there. And, of course, you know, it's got jets on it and got the world and kind of on a little tripod type thing.
Well, one of the clips in the video, which I'm working on getting right now, is the actual fabrication shop down there that they in Anderson. The name escapes me at the moment, but really neat seeing the process of how they form the aluminum.
Well, you know, and see, this was a large. I mean, it didn't. Pete Stiglitz goes, well, you know what? We took the price down from the original $250,000 or whatever it was. I'm like, wow. So it came down. And so they're paying it. You know, I've got the final $20,000 payoff. In the Marines, we have to get together from Marine Corps. In fact, we're having a Marine Corps League luncheon Friday. And we talk about having a monument up there, you know, for Marines. Not that Marines need monuments anywhere, but, you know, up there at IGO. And we've come up with this idea of this. Of just a block of granite. I think if somebody's already got one out here in town, that we can put the Marine Corps emblem on in 1775 and leave open the date that it ends. You know, maybe put a brass plaque of battles that we've been in and fought and won. Of course, that's going to be a big plaque because, you know, Marines fought and won a lot of battles. Anyway, but we're thinking that we could get the fight, you know, get everything up in there probably for, you know, like $1,000. But it's... The thing about it is that it tells who you are, I think. You know, solid, and, you know, we're there, and we don't spend hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for a monument. Not that I'm putting down anybody that does, but just an item. I'm not. All right.
This has nothing to do with the fact that while you're in a tent on a tarp on top of sand, here comes the Air Force guys in their double wide modulars.
Yeah, keeping them safe inside the compounds there. And he came in with the air conditioned
double wide
air conditioned tents. You know, it just blows up these air tents of some kind. And we're sitting out there. Everybody's bathing out of the 1 liter bottles that they give you. And here comes the Air Force.
We had a similar thing in San Diego. A sergeant walks in and says our barracks aren't good enough, so they went and rented an entire motel because they were down at Miramar.
I stopped in at the Kirtland Air Force Base, and I said, I need a place for the night. And they said, look, the only thing we have left is the staff and CO quarters. I said, look, it's just for the night. It's fine, you know. So I go over there, and I look at the room. The room is just beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm used to Marine Corps BOQs, Bachelor Officer Quarters, and this is their staff NCO quarters over at the Kirtland Air Force Base. So I went back down, and I said, hey, the room's great. Thanks a lot. And the guy looks at me and says, what's wrong? I went, nothing. I said, it's a good room. And so he goes, really? He says, wait a minute. And he runs out of the room. I mean, he almost trots out of the room. And he brings back this guy. He said, this is the manager of the of our bulletin. I said, yeah. Tell him what you told me. I said, I'm over in the staff NCO quarters. And I was a captain in the Marine Corps. I said, I'm over in the staff NCO quarters. I said, it's a great room. I said, refrigerator, TV, the closets. I mean, double bed. Yeah, I mean, your own bathroom, the whole thing. I said, it's great. And he goes, and he just kind of like shakes his head. He says, I just had two E6s come in here and said that our quarters were substandard and I had to put them out in town. I'm sorry.
Seriously, folks, we appreciate everybody who wore the uniform.
You know what? I am not
course.
Disparaging their fighting abilities. No, or their loyalty or their patriotism would never do that. It's their living accommodations in their...
We all get along. We all saluted the same flag.
You know, we do, and you know what? When you call for help, when you need a ride someplace, Air Force will probably get you there.
You need some property rearranged. That's their specialty.
When we were flying over in early on in Desert Storm, where they had all the... I mean, you've never seen so many planes lined up in Southern California and just lined up ready to fly in there. The other thing, too, you haven't ever lived. If you have not seen a B-52 strike... You need to go out and see one of those. I'm not sure everybody can do that, but watching a B-52 strike is frankly awesome. You know, we're up there, and they said they're coming in. They say, you guys better pull back a little bit. You know, I said, how much? It's, maybe 2,000 yards. I said, it was hard getting everybody stopped. But, they're very accurate. But watching one of those things, especially at night, is awesome.
Oh, same with the Warthog. You know, one of those things came in would ruin a tank's whole day.
Yep. Okay. The Chamber of Commerce, Redding's Chamber of Commerce, is going to announce their choice, their endorsement for county supervisor this Thursday at 10 o'clock. Yeah. So what's going to happen there? We don't know yet. So, but it's going to be the, it'll be interesting. It's going to be, of course, between Joe Comente, Missy McGovern, McGovern, Missy McArthur, and, of course, David Kehoe. So it'll be interesting to see who the Chamber of Commerce is going to endorse.
Yeah, now that is not a... That isn't a best two out of three. This decides it, right? Or does it go to unless somebody gets a clear majority?
For the election in June. If somebody gets a clear majority, I think it's 50+1.
Yeah,
then they win. Okay. But if there's there's a playoff,
if there's a three way split,
it's top two. So it'll be interesting. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break because I've got some really interesting news here. It's about Stillwater, if you haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
And, I didn't realize that, I know that they're constantly in negotiations. You know, Tony Giovanella, of course, is on here once a month, and he's traveling all the other times. And he's traveling back into, New York, and he's in Southern California, all these different places trying to bring in business. But this one looks pretty good. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Right now I'm going to talk about SST Oil. SST Oil, in its 51st year of operations here. It's an employee-owned company. They have they move literally millions of gallons of fuel and oil throughout the year. And right now they also offer a chance to get prepared for next winter. They're having a sale, 20% off any type of maintenance on your Toyotama water heaters or kerosene heaters, monitor brands, Toyotami, 20% off maintenance, 10% off all parts, and this is going to go through June 8th. Plus, veterans get an additional 5% off the services. You know, you can't beat that. Ask about the early bird discounts on kerosene beginning in this month through July. Call SST Oil today. 530-241-1167 or 241, well, it is 241-1167. It's not or, they're both 1167. That's why I get cute. All right, everybody. We come back. We're going to talk about what's happening at Stillwater. We're going to talk about another one that has also hit the news that is huge too. And this is for anybody that may, be, you know, that may have kind of lost hope of being able to fly out of Reading and have to drive to various places. There's another good story coming out. We'll be right back. Shadow and the good. Home with broken heart. I'm free. I'm free falling.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little types. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
A message to the city of Reading, take the money and run. That was good, Bob. Bob told me that. I just stole it from him. Hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us a segment of the show. located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, a certified chest pain center, a certified primary stroke center, and recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacements. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Right downtown, not that far from us. It's always good to know that I can make it by Uber before anything gets too serious. Stillwater. Okay, how many times have we talked about Stillwater? Nick, are you out there? Bob, are you out there? Billy Bob, are you out there? Billy Bob, this may take away your Bumsville.
Yeah.
Stillwater. Now, don't get your hopes up too much. But it has the beginning of an offer. Pantani Development, which has offices in the United States, Canada, and Europe, has approached the City of Reading and the EDC. They've presented a non-binding letter of interest that gives details on how it would like to develop the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is good news. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're locked into it, so let's not have a parade.
We have been teased before on this particular patch of dirt.
We have. Now, the city owes millions of dollars. Now, some of the comments I heard from our city leaders was a little bit troubling because we're paying, you know, millions of dollars in or hundreds of thousands of dollars, I should say.
Oh, we're so invested.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars each year just on the debt of it. And I think it's owed, I think they paid $14 million, and it's going to be owed, you know, if they can get that much, they can pay it off. Plus, now, here's the question, though. Some of the comments was, Kristen Schrader, who's the mayor, says, oh, no, I want to reduce that debt. But Francie goes, well, that would be nice, but what? What, Francie? Where else is the money going to go? No. If you've got that kind of debt and it's for that, do we want to get rid of that? That's an extra $600,000 a year then that you can put into public safety.
Yeah. And
we can pay for it.
I have watched this saga as a media person for 15 years. I have watched this saga ever since the days of Pat Kite on the city council, and this was going to be the next big thing. Guess what? The economy caved in. The city should not be in real estate speculation.
Well, it was. And it is. So it's kind of like saying, yeah, you shouldn't, but there we are. You know, it's hard to remember that you are out there to drain the swamp when you're up to your butt in alligators, okay? So now they have this. Now it's non-binding. They're looking at buying all of Stillwater. All of Stillwater. Now, you know, we've had other options that have fallen through, or it wasn't the type of business that Brent wanted. So the big thing on this, though, is that at least we've got something on the table. So it'll be interesting. Let's just hope that this moves forward, that we retire the whole debt on that. But here's the big thing. Here's the big thing on the Stillwaters. They want to develop in such a place, you know, so it's not going to be like the pot industry. It's going to be like business. It's going to be like light industry. Who knows what it's going to be, but the city council has it. I know that they're going to be moving forward on this. Preston Sharp, our young man, has another date at the White House next week. He's leaving Friday. He and his mom, April. They are also going to stop by and see the VA. They're seeing the head of the VA, all the people. The head honchos of the VA. Preston's going back again. Not only that, but he got a shed from the Breakfast Lions Club. That's wrong. Yes. Not only that, but... he's on his way back to see the president one more time, but also, again, go visit the VA. Our young man, Preston Sharp, here. Okay. The last big news, if I can talk about this, is just, I mean, you know, these are kind of like feel-good stories here. The Chamber of Commerce is going to make their announcement on who it's going to be the supervisor, their choice for supervisor, or their endorsement supervisor. Stillwater, which is big news. The Shasta Regional Transportation Agency. The one that runs the empty buses around town has just announced they received a $6.8 million grant from the state to buy, six or seven electric buses, and to use this for transportation between Reading, making a main line between Reading and Sacramento. Now think about this: you get six buses running a day for the main line between Reading and Sacramento, and they're talking about $15 fares, and it's going to stop at the airport. So it's so you know what, this is such a big step forward because they want to keep it at $15. You're going to have wireless access. You're going to have, and they said, comfortable seats.
Get some work done. But,
oh my gosh, you can. But can you imagine that instead of having to drive down there, pay the exorbitant fees they've got down there because you have no choice, or flying out of Reading if you can get the flight. Now you hop on the bus, and with six buses, I imagine you've got an opportunity to. You know, make a choice.
It could be a game changer if it comes through.
It could be. You know what? I would ride that bus in a heartbeat. Throw my bags in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ride down there. You know, you can sleep on the way down, or like you said, you can read whatever. Now let's go to the phones. Bob from Reading. Good morning. How you doing, Bob?
Good morning, Carl. I'm doing fine. You know, on this Stillwater thing, you kind of touched on it, and that's the thing. When these people get the money. If, just say they sell it, okay, for $16 or $18 million, all right?
Right.
And if they get the money, it will be a guarantee they will not spend it on paying that off because they do not believe in that. They believe in being in the hole, and I don't know if any of them know how to take it.
Well, you know what, Bob? Like I said, when I saw that I saw Kristen Schrader say, I want to retire the debt, I'm like, yahoo, yippee. But then I saw what Francie said. Hey, she wasn't like rolling right in there either. But wouldn't it be nice if they actually paid off Stillwater?
Yes, it would. It would really free up things, and we could do things in this city with that money.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? There goes Bumsville.
Yeah, I guess I started it, Carl, but you know, you brought it up, and we're thankful. You bring some things up at times that really mean something to this city and county, and I can't believe people keep reelecting these people that sell us down the tube.
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder, huh?
Okay. Yes, it does.
All
Thank
right.
you. Have
All right,
a great Bob. Day, Carl.
You too, buddy. You too.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? It's the kind of thing is if you want change, you need to make change. And you got to, you know what? You've got to, you know, run for office. Now, the big thing, of course, is the fact is we've got right now running is Aaron Reznor. You've got Kristen Schrader.
Yeah.
You have Francie Sullivan.
Yeah.
You got this guy named James Crockett. Remember, he's been on once.
Yep. Yeah.
Are those the only ones that are running so far?
Yeah, the
don't
only ones
are. Don't you have already have
yeah,
to put your money
in? Yeah, I think the window has closed.
Is the window
for
closed
filing.
On
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What kind of.
It's, well, to run for city council has become a very expensive proposition.
Well, let's go back to this. I mean, yeah. Are you saying the election's not going to be till November? Don't they have a? I think no.
No, they
can
haven't.
Go on. No, because I tell you what, Ken Murray put his back in like in July or August. So I think you can still sign in. You can still do it.
They're not on the June.
No, they're not on the June because they're not. This is a straight no. They don't go through that the primaries.
Since
they
I'm not a on. Denizen of Reading, yeah. I
well,
haven't been tracking
no,
it
go,
quite as close.
No, it goes. They have till later in the year to do that. So there could be another two or three people jump into this race if they scent any blood in the water.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we've got a lady by the name of Patricia who's coming on who was a violent. A victim of a very violent, attack back in, I believe, in 2002. And she's going to be on. Is she on
yeah.
now? Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break. But she stood up and she fought back and she started an organization. And she's calling not because of that, but we want to talk about that organization. But we also want to talk about why she's calling in today about something that's getting ready to happen in California that's going to have another severe impact on the amount of criminals that are walking around our streets right now. They are relentless down in Sacramento to see how much damage they can cause in such a short period of time. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio. It's 52 degrees. It's going up to.
It'll be a high today. I got to do the slash up there. It'll be a high of right around 80.
80 today. Okay. It's going to be a beautiful day again. But remember, don't leave your animals in the cars. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winning Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winning, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3651.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1470.
Very easy for you to say. The original version.
But I won't back down. Hey, I want to remind everybody about the golf classic from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. It's this Saturday, May 5th, 2018. It's Reading Chamber of Commerce Nonprofit of the Year in 2014. Our Purple Heart guys here. Their grand prize for a hole in one is Crown Motors and Lithia. You're going to have two cars, two chances out there for donating a hole in one vehicle. The sponsors are still looking for sponsors for $150 a sponsor plus any cash donations. For further information, call Bill Filan.
The Gunny.
339-5449 or call out at Gold Hills. Jeff J.T. Thompson out there at 246-7867. All right. Military Order of the Purple Heart. Hey, Linda says it all the time, but I am honored to have this next guest on. And I'm glad that we were able to do this. Her name is Patricia Winskunas, who is the founder of a organization called Crime Survivors. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hope and healing to victims and survivors of crime. They want to ensure that victims and survivors are protected and their rights supported by working with law enforcement, the judicial system, and the community. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
You know what? I've read your story here, and I cannot just believe, not the fact that you are a survivor of a horrible attack, a vicious attack in your own home, but what happened afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, April 4th of 2002, my personal trainer came into my house, drugged me, tried to kill me, and threatened to kill my son. And, you know, with faith, there's hope. And so, you know, I made a promise that day on April 4th, if God gave me my next breath, I would live my life for community above self. And 16 years after, I feel like I've kept that promise. And, you know, our organization helps all victims of violent crime, you know, families of murder, survivors of attempted murder, rape, domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, elder abuse, and human trafficking. But the reason why I help these victims day in and day out is because our legal system back then I felt was out of control, because he was charged with deliberate premeditated attempted murder, burglary in the first degree, assault with a deadly weapon, and criminal threats. And through our legal system, he served approximately 120 days.
How do you serve 120 days for all of those charges?
Well, I think because there was a judge on the bench that, well, originally they took a two-year plea. He admitted to doing everything, signed the document. They took a two-year plea, but they didn't tell me. And one day I just got a call saying, you know, Patricia, get to court right away. You need to get here. And I said, but there's not a court date. They're like, just get here. So I hurried up. I got to court. And all that they did was they threw me in a courtroom. And all of a sudden I heard the judge say, okay, sentencing will be. And I said, what just happened? And she said, oh, don't worry. He took a two-year plea deal. They agreed, you know, everything is going to be okay. You're going to get justice. And I thought, this is not justice. He's going to kill somebody else or come back and kill myself and my son. So I gathered and garnered about 50 different people. I contacted the media. So day of sentencing, we picketed the courthouse, which obviously ticked off the judge. And I didn't know that she was a judge that had the reputation that she had when I did this. But she said during sentencing, well, your victim is here today, she told the DA. She's picketing my courthouse. She doesn't like our plea deal. So you know what? Let's give her day in court. I'm throwing out this plea deal, which I thought was fabulous.
Yeah.
Not realizing she was saying it so sarcastically at the time because I was going through post-traumatic stress disorder and depression and anxiety and just shock. So I thought, great, we're going to have our court date. But during the trial, she was absolutely awful to me during the whole trial. Nobody protected me. Nobody stopped her behavior. And she dismissed some of the charges at the end of the trial. And one juror came up to me afterwards, tapped me on my shoulder and apologized and said because the judge did hurt what she did, they couldn't find him guilty of all the charges. And then at sentencing, she said, well, he's well-dressed, he's well-mannered, he has a wife and child, he's got another child on the way, so you know what, I'm going to give him 5 years anger management, 5 years probation, and time served of 120 days.
Oh. I mean, what did people say after that? Was there
everybody
like an outcry?
Everybody that I've talked to has just been in shock.
Well, who is this judge? Is she still on the bench?
Well, thankfully, I was able to, which I had never been in this movement. I owned my own catering event planning business. I knew nothing about law or legal or any of this.
Yeah.
So I went and I researched and read books. I went to Whittier Law School. I didn't go as to school, but I just went and looked in the library. I went to Barnes & Noble. I started researching, and then I filed a citation against Judge Suzanne Shaw at the time with the state of California. And after approximately 2 years later, they gave her the option to either retire or they would remove her without benefits from being a judge. And she decided to retire, but in my eyes, she was basically removed from the bench. And I'm kind of proud of that because she can no longer re-victimize myself or my son or anybody else for that matter.
Well, I tell you what, you know what? I applaud you. I applaud you for that. You went after her because, I mean, what a jerk. I mean, these are the kind of people that, you know, there's so many people out there right now, and we're getting ready to talk about, you know, the reason that you're here on the show besides this. There's so many people out there, so many innocent people that are victimized by crime, and they're starting to feel like they have no resources. They have no way out because the system is turning these people loose. We don't have enough. We literally do not have enough room in jail for, you know, for the bad guys, and we're having, you know, crime after crime happen. And the public is just, I think, is at the point that they just don't know where to turn.
Well, I think it's very difficult. I mean, I was thinking optimistic, and I was feeling optimistic, and I was feeling good after Marcy's Law passed in 2008 because I thought, okay, well, now maybe the scales of justice will be balanced. And I worked so hard to help to get that law passed. But then when you see AB 109, you see Prop 47, you see Prop 57, and then you see now them trying to take away bail, you see all these new laws that they're just catching them, releasing them, catching them, releasing them. And what does that say for the victim? You know, we're getting called day in and day out from victims that basically say to me, you know what, I don't want to go to law enforcement. Not that I don't trust law enforcement, is the fact that there's going to be no justice. He's going to be arrested and then just released. There's going to be no accountability. They're going to be trusting computers to be saying whether a person is high risk or not. They're not even going to be going to a judge and making that decision any longer. They're trying to take every right for a victim away because now, in 2018, they're actually saying that the victim is the victim should just move on with their life. They're lucky to be alive or they're deceased and, you know, family members just move on with your life because now they're considering the real victim, they're saying, is the offender, the criminal, because they're the victim of the system.
Well, you know what? This is okay. We're talking about the new you're talking about the new bail system now. Can you give a background on this to our listeners? Because when I saw that, I thought, well, what exactly was this? When you're saying now we're not even going to go to court, now it's going to be a computer that makes up their mind about this?
Yeah, and it's the Arnold tool, and it's through the Arnold Foundation, of which they decided to seem to think. And I'm no expert at this. All I'm looking for them to do is when they're writing these tools or these new laws is to be transparent. And we have no idea how did they build this. How are they going to say whether or not they're a computer? I don't know about you, but if a family member is raped, and even in my own case, I would have rather had even this bad judge make a call or a decision than basically having a computer say whether or not someone's a high risk. So in essence, if someone's rape or sexually assaulted or domestic violence victim or even murder cases, they're basically trusting a computer to be able to say whether or not this person is a high risk or not. But when you look at the Edward French was killed in Twin Peaks in San Francisco last summer, and, you know, now they're basically saying that the Arnold Foundation, prior, you know, looking at any prior felons in possession of a firearm out of jail for free, who ultimately killed Mr. French. So when you look at that case alone, and there's case after case after case in New Jersey and Mexico, there's, like, how do you say a computer can say whether or not this person is a high risk? So if the guy, when he tried to kill me, you're basically trusting a computer to say he's not going to come back and kill me.
Well, when did this start?
I don't know exactly when it went into effect.
They are doing
a lot of catch and release, in which they've done for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it, you know, they passed it in New Jersey where now they're not having bail. They're in Mexico where there's no bail. And now SB 10, they're trying to get passed here in the state of California, and they're fighting to get it passed.
Oh, yeah,
but they're not taking in consideration to any of the victims.
The SB 10 is where they're saying is that, oh, you cannot release a person because they don't have the financial resources, essentially is what it is. It's doing away with bail for people. And if you looking at it that, oh, well, they don't have the money, we believe they've committed a crime, and that's why we need to keep them in jail. But if they don't have the resources for it, that's not fair to them. It's not equal protection. So we should just go with no bail.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're basically saying
they
feel sorry for the poor people, and the poor people have no way to get out, but the rich people do. And that, to me, that is so offensive. That is just so wrong on so many levels. Let me say to you, as a survivor of attempted murder, as someone that works as a leader in the community day in and day out and sees these victims, I'm telling you, what is it going to do to these victims, especially like a domestic violence victim, when I have to go back and say to her, well, there's no bail. He basically, yes, he was arrested, or yes, he was, you know, charged or anything else, but you know what? He's basically free. There's no accountability where, to me, we need bail because, you know what, those bail bondsmen, they are making sure that that person shows up to court.
Oh, yeah.
They're making sure they come to the trial. That person then does not want to lose their home or their family's home, so of course they're going to show up. And if they don't commit a crime, they won't be arrested in the first place.
Well, you know what? And there are people, innocent people, arrested. I understand that. I mean, that's just part of the deal. There are innocent people arrested. However, when you do away with something like that, I mean, you are just making such a sweeping change that this is just ridiculous. Hey, do you have a few more minutes to stay spend with us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at... I'll be okay.
They are friends. We can't forget.
I'm sorry. North State Security, which is probably a proper thing to have on while we've got Patricia on here. This is North State Security, which has been providing an ounce of protection since 1968. They have a program, my friends, where they can be at your house or your business in 10 minutes or less. Yes, 10 minutes or less with a trained officer there. They have more people on the road. They've got more officers on the road than the police and the sheriff do at any one time. That's North State Security, started right here. This is their 50th year in the business. Lance Beck's dad started this back in 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. Great people down there. I'm with Patricia Winskunas, who started an organization back in 2002 called Crime Survivors, and has been fighting for the rights of those people that have been been victims of violence, sexual assault, and so many other things since then, and has done a lot to change the landscape to even it up for the crime victims as opposed to the criminals. We'll be right back.
Best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio. It's KCNR 1460. During the break, I ran over and hit myself with an electric shock so I can get myself rolling here. I think I'm okay. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I just missed, you know, when you get ready to do a live read, I usually just have it right there in front of me. When I turn the page, it wasn't there, so I turned a couple more pages. And in between, I just sat there and was quiet, which is, you know, a second of silence on radio is death.
Yeah.
Hey. So. But, you know, we've got a great guest on today, a lady by the name of Patricia Winskunas, who is a survivor of a very violent attack back in 2002. And the way she was treated in the judicial system was so horrendous that she said, you know what, I'm going to do something about this. I am not going to let other people go through this. So she started an organization called Crime Survivors. Can you tell us a little bit more about this, about your organization, Patricia?
Yeah, our organization is based in Santa Ana now, and I launched in 2003, and like I said, we provide support and guidance to all victims of violent crime. So families of murder, survivors of attempted murder, rape, domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, elder abuse, and human trafficking. And we really are bringing awareness. We're getting out in the community to say, you know, these crimes do happening, and look at all of these new laws. You know, things have changed drastically. How do we talk about it and at the table? How do we prevent crime from happening in our communities? And we really are, our key component is for advocacy as well, getting out there and just bringing a lot of, you know, the advocates and other people up to speed. But the most important is for healing, is to be able to give a voice to the voiceless, to be able to say to victims that you can have counseling and therapy and you can have food or clothing or bus passes or transportation or whatever relocation that you may need, and working with thousands of other organizations that are doing great work out there as well. But for me, you know, I was victimized, but I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor that's thriving in my life to make a better impact for other victims. So that's really what our organization does, is we want to bring you out of the darkness into the light and let you know that the healing is possible and that you can survive.
How do people reach Crime Survivors?
You can go to crimesurvivors.org. You can email us, info@crimesurvivors.org. You can also give us a call anytime, either locally at 949-872-7895 or 844-853-HOPE is our toll-free number. And, you know, it could be a victim the first 24 hours, or it could be someone that's been victimized 20 years ago that just needs a voice and just needs someone to talk to and turn to. And, you know, with all of these new laws into place, you know, a lot of victims, like I said earlier, are not going to law enforcement, but they can still come to us and they can still get help and support.
Okay, so Patricia's on today because we wanted to talk about this. Is this a proposal, or is this already a fait accompli here with the using the computer so that people will not have to appear before a judge?
They are already using the computer in many different areas. And they're also trying to get the SB 10 passed this year.
Okay.
So although I'm not an expert in this, what I'm asking for is for them to be transparent. You know, I wrote the Arnold Foundation a letter back in 2017 last year, and they didn't even have the respect to be able to respond to me. They're not saying, how was it built? We don't understand it. What's the final outcome of it? They're not sharing any of that information, and that's what I want. I want to know, how was it built? How are they being transparent? Are they taking in consideration to the victim's rights, or is it only for the offenders? To me, that's my major concern as a leader and someone that's representing victims. If you're being transparent, then at least we can understand the process. But right now, I don't even understand it.
So they're not willing to share what the process is that would have somebody get freed on bail or not be freed on bail.
Well, they're not sharing how they built this, how they came to making sure that this is happening. And, you know, they're not asking the victims. So they're not even sure, like, if they're going to be releasing people, they're not taking in consideration, what do the victims feel? Do they feel safe with this person being released? Or, you know, are they going to be released in the neighborhood? I mean, they're not sharing any of that. And when you think about even these early releases, and this is another perfect example, what is a rape victim going to think if the computer is just releasing someone? When I have a case just last week, a rape victim that was raped, and she got pregnant, and she decided to keep the child And now the rapist under these new laws in California is going to be released early, and he's going to get shared custody probably of this child.
Seriously.
Oh.
And this is only one example. So now when we have these new laws with no bail, we have this Arnold tool, what is that going to say to a rape victim? Do you think a rape victim is going to feel comfortable enough to even go, go to law enforcement?
Is this part of this and this Arnold thing is, will they tell the victim that somebody has been released?
Well, they have to, but I mean,
okay.
Depending on the thing, that
okay.
they have to, by law, tell them that they have to be released.
Okay. Okay. At least they've got a heads up. So,
right.
But you're right, though, you know, that this, you know, the state of California has turned so dramatically upside down. Hey, Patricia, we've got just a couple minutes left. The guy that attacked you and who was in a nice suit and he was articulate and all that, whatever happened to him? Did he get run over by a car or anything?
No, I have forgiven him just because that's my faith, and I don't believe in living with resentment, anger, or fear. And I do believe, though, every time DNA comes across, that he'll be eventually caught and linked to another murder or accused of trying to kill somebody else.
Yeah.
He served 120 days. He lives in San Diego County, you know, with his wife and his kids, and he's went on with his life. And, you know, God forbid that he attacked somebody else or tried to kill someone else. I pray every day that nobody else gets killed or hurt by him because I know what he's capable of because I know what he did to me.
Yeah. Well, okay. We're here again with Patricia Owens-Gunas, who is, as we just talked about, was a victim of a very violent attack back in 2002 and then became a victim of the criminal justice system, which was probably had a lasting or longer impact on you than the original assault. Because, you know, being assaulted by the system is because it keeps going on and on. But fought back and started an organization called Crime Survivors. You can get to crimesurvivors.org. If you've been a victim of a crime and you don't really know where to turn to, you might want to give Patricia's group a phone call. So at least they could give you some heads up on some things. And we really, really appreciate you being here today with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Well, good luck. And you know what? Have your people stay in touch with us, especially on this Arnold. We're going to go out and start looking at the Arnold computer system. You know, when you said that, I almost started laughing because, I thought it sounds like, how would they do something like this? But this is California. I keep forgetting.
Thanks to Jerry Brown.
Yeah. Here we go again. Okay. Thanks a lot, Patricia.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, you know what? When I see things like
my mouth hangs open.
You know what I mean? They want to do away with bail, and then now they've got this thing where a computer says whether you're going to go to, you know, stay in jail or not. They don't even have to go in front of a judge. They just plug in stuff.
You know, people are freaking out because, you know, well, Facebook isn't telling us how they do this stuff. Here's our criminal justice system being run by a computer algorithm that we know nothing about and is not transparent. And people aren't pissed about that?
Well, we're going to give Stephanie Bridget a call and have somebody from her office explain it to us. Because obviously if it's being used someplace in California and it's being used in other states, perhaps we can see how it works. Or they can explain how this thing works. And maybe say it's not as bad as it appears to be, but I have a feeling it probably is.
It's always worse.
Oh dear.
Geez.
Okay.
These people in Sacramento, what in the name of everything are they thinking about?
You wonder why, like organizations like Jefferson, State of Jefferson, keeps building and building and building. You know, you may not agree with, State of Jefferson, but you do. How can you not agree with representation? If you had fair representation and the people up in Northern California actually could say, you know what, we are not for this no law bill. We are not for this Arnold computer system. And you'd have a say in what's going on. You know what? But right now we do not have a say. There is no common sense. It's just, let's just run with this one. And now Gavin Newsom in the lead. For governor. We'll be right back after these messages.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Rating. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some of the most conservative members of Congress are drafting articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The group, led by North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows, put the finishing touches on the articles in recent days, according to the Washington Post, which has obtained copies of the document. Rosenstein's been a favorite target of conservatives, mostly for delays in turning over records related to the DOJ's investigations into Russian meddling and the Clinton email server. The articles could trigger a political battle with party leaders who have repeatedly said that the Mueller investigation should be allowed to proceed.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump is upset that a list of questions that special counsel Robert Mueller wants to ask him has become public, appearing in the New York Times. President calls that leak disgraceful. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it would not be a good idea for Mr. Trump to answer those questions in person.
The president has shown that he's a person who doesn't like to follow direction. He tends to go off tangent on answers that he's given. And people who answer questions like that often find themselves digging themselves into a very deep hole, one they can't get out of.
Mueller's questions include the president's motivations for firing FBI Director James Comey and contacts Trump campaign officials had with Russians. Construction spending tumbled, down 1.7% in March.
The Commerce Department says the March decline was the first monthly drop since last July. Spending on residential construction was down 3.5%, the worst showing since a 4.2% decline in April 2009. A 2.2% increase in spending by the federal government offset a 0.3% dip in state and local projects.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Dow is down 287 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with asbestos-related lung cancer? Your lung cancer may be a result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with asbestos-related lung cancer or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost asbestos case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Time may be limited to file a claim. Visit capital.legal or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Taiwan accuses mainland China of using its considerable economic clout to steal the island nation's allies.
Taiwan's foreign ministry said in a statement that it regretted the Dominican Republic's decision and strongly condemned Beijing for using large amounts of money to woo away its allies. The foreign minister, Joseph Wu, told reporters that Taiwan would not bow to pressure from Beijing. The island now has only 19 diplomatic allies after losing Panama last year and risks losing more to China.
That's the BBC's Cindy Su. An abandoned building occupied by squatters in Sao Paulo, Brazil, caught fire, collapsed earlier today, sending chunks of fiery debris into neighboring buildings and surrounding streets. Firefighters say at least one person has been killed in the collapse, and there could be more. Search for more possible victims is getting underway. News and analysis at townhall.com. Arguments wrapped up in the government's case against the proposed merger of AT&T and Time Warner.
The decision on whether or not AT&T will be allowed to absorb Time Warner now rests with a federal judge. On the final day of the antitrust trial, Justice Department Attorney Craig Conrath argued the proposed $85 billion merger would impose substantial harm on consumers and raise prices. Daniel Petrocelli, the lead attorney representing AT&T and Time Warner, said the government failed to prove its case. Taking note of the June 21st drop-dead date for completing the deal, U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he'll issue his ruling by June 12th. At the latest, Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korea has started dismantling huge loudspeakers used to blare anti-Pyongyang broadcasts and K-pop songs from its border with North Korea. The leaders of the rival Koreas agreed at their historic summit last week on a set of reconciliation steps. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 1st of May. The hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor keggers begin today, as we used to say in earlier times in our lives. Good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled walk-in humidor is larger and with even more great choices in there. And, of course, the service there is super. 2143 Hilltop Drive opens 7 days a week. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's going to give us the weather here for the rest of the week.
The lingering clouds will burn off later today. Sunny and a high near 80 degrees. Winds about 10 to 13 miles an hour. Overnight, mostly clear, low around 52, and north winds about 10 miles an hour. Gets warmer tomorrow, sunny, high goes up to 85. I'm betting we start flirting with the 90s, and then tomorrow night, overnight low around 54. Shasta Lake remains 13 feet from the top of the dam, currently in downtown Reading, 54 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and also has payment plans for people if you qualify. All of this out of Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment of the show. Why don't you go down and see how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Well, we're here with Brian Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, are we on here? Okay, say it again.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, okay, here we go. We just need to turn you up a little bit. Brian, of course, is a number of things. We're dual tasking you today.
Multitasking
you today about, first, of course, is We Back the Blue. And y'all have just been really big and involved in the Cool April Nights.
That was so fun.
And then your another job you have, of course, is the director of?
General manager for River Commons Senior Living down on Hartnell.
That's right. I like going by there because I see American flags out there a lot.
Yep.
You guys really put that stuff out there. Well, yeah. One of the things that, for We Back the Blue is because May is First Responders Month. And we've started a series of thank yous here from various organizations in Reading and Shasta County. And we will collect giving 10% of everything that we get from this, of everything. So wow. Back to We Back the Blue. Because I know you're going to use it. Well, I know you're going to use it wisely.
So. Well, we do. And we are a nonprofit, 501c3, and 100% of what we, all the proceeds go back out to our local law enforcement agencies as well as, charitable causes. And it's just one of those things that really we are non-paid volunteers, so you just don't have to worry about administrative costs eating up what you're donating.
And we know there's a lot of that out there. But this, we see so many organizations here in Reading that are like that. They have a lot of volunteers. Y'all got really involved in Cool April Nights, too.
We did. Back about 6 months ago, I ran into one of the board presidents of Cool April Nights, and he happened to recognize a We Back the Blue badge I had been wearing. And he said, boy, we need to talk to you. Doug Carney, the president of Cool April Nights, had passed away and left a big void.
Very suddenly.
Very unexpectedly. So they asked us if we'd be interested in fulfilling the role of cruise director for the organization, which is just one of the many things Doug did. And so we gladly took on that role. It was a blast. Even though it rained.
We were coming back from a hunting expedition, and we had just dropped off our ATV, and when that rain hit, and it was about 5:30, I think, when the main rain hit. But when it hit, we were standing. I was watching drops of water hit the ground so hard it bounced back up in the air.
I believe
that. And then exploded. It was like a bouncing Betty mine. And I was thinking because I had my phone out, so I was watching it on our website here because it was being streamed everywhere. And I was watching people out there running for cover.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, it never rains on the cruise. And you know what? It seemed like it just really tapered off.
It did taper off. It was, but you know what? Even though there were patches of rain that did come through, we kept the cars stayed in there. They had convertibles that were down with the tops down.
With the
and
tops
they,
stayed. They stayed down?
And they, I saw them driving by with umbrellas, you name it. I was so impressed. The crowd stayed. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, once
it
the crowd's there, I mean, you got umbrellas and you got raincoats. You're okay. You know, if you move, right. you're going to get wet. So, but the convertibles had their tops down.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
It was very fun. I got a lot of pictures of that.
Well, Linda and Jennifer judged the topless entry over here, you know, one of the show and shines.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and it was a beautiful day that day. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I'm looking at the weather. And I thought, well, you know, last year, though, it seemed like it was, and we had a little, I don't know, might have had a little weather, I'm not sure. But it's always nice to know that there are crazy people out there.
Yes, and there were.
Oh, yeah. And especially in the, you know what, that thing in the first, I didn't see any convertibles when I was looking at it. I just saw regular regular groups that come
right.
through there.
Uh-huh.
How many thousand, well, I shouldn't say that. How many cars are entered in the cruise?
I believe there's about 1,800 to 2,000 that actually cruise. And I found out something interesting.
That many
yeah.
cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big
I knew it was big. I didn't think it was that big.
It's a big deal.
They had to cap it years ago.
Yeah, they run out of room. The other thing that is just really cool is that I found out that not too many places actually do a cruise anymore. So Reading is one of the few places you can come and actually watch those things drive around.
You know what? The only thing I see is that I remember when I was growing up, I'm a little bit older than you, and where I lived in Yakima, Washington, it was a cruise. Friday and Saturday night, you'd cruise. You'd cruise from the freezer to the YMCA, back up to Main Street, down to Merle's Drive-In. You'd make the swing around there, come back up, and then back up to the freezer. I mean, this was it. And then I come into town here, and I'm looking at Pine Street, and I'm looking, nice cruising area. And there's all these signs.
Once upon a time,
no
it was.
Cruising. And I'm like, what?
Not long after I got out of high school, they forbade.
Why did they stop that?
It was a perception of crime.
Well, I bet they wish they had that kind of crime today that you had back when you graduated from high school. That would have been nothing crime. We would have had Sheriff Andy and Barney out here. That would have been that type of crime. So anyway, it is. So they're not doing a lot of those anymore.
No. So it just made it to me that much more special. The other thing that was really cool is the opening ceremonies on Saturday. I don't know if you saw any of the pictures from that, but helped coordinate some of the first responders that came down. We had the Anderson Police had bought one of those giant blue line flags. We had Reading Fire. We had Reading Police. We had the Marshals. We had sheriffs. We just had such a great support turnout, and it was just spectacular. And the other thing that was spectacular was, I don't know if you saw, Carl, was the Blue Bridge. They in honor of the
yes.
Way Back the Blue theme, they did two nights, Friday and Saturday night, in honor of the We Back the Blue theme that the Cool April Nights organization had chosen this year. In honor of Doug, it was blue, and it was just spectacular to me.
Well, you know what? The whole concept is great. And then here's the other thing I like about We Back the Blue. Y'all, when something happens, you step up.
That is true.
You guys just step up and say, okay, you need some help here. We can do this. And if, you know, you may not, you know, we're gonna, this is like, I mean, this is kind of last-minute stuff, too. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, you've got months. No, you don't have months. This stuff, they start working on next year's. Probably they've already started on next year's. And you just lost somebody else. I think Barbara Harrison just retired. And Barbara's been a part of this forever. You know?
A long time.
Barbara brought in the very first one in that Model T. The Model T was brand new also. and she was in the – what? She was in the little rumble seat in the back. Hi, Barbara. We love you. Okay. We're going to take a break here. Brian Martin, River Commons, of course, general manager, but also We Back the Blue. We're talking about the Cool April Nights, which is kind of cool because we talk a lot about it before but we don't talk about after. And I want to hit one more thing with you all about that, and then I want to talk to Sherry. You brought a beautiful woman in here today.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
It's a nice place to come.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the things that are happening. We're seeing it with so many things that are happening with, that baby boomers. You know, right. We've got to start looking at things. And the generation behind us. What's the generation behind us? X? Who's right behind the baby boomers?
That would be Gen X. Yeah.
Gen X? Well, Gen X is in their 50s then, or 40s, yeah. or 50s. So, I mean, this whole thing is, when you think about that, we want to talk a little bit about that. But I also want to give away some tickets to Les Mis from Shasta High School. I've got reserved seating tickets, good for the opening weekend, May 3rd through the 5th. So I want to give those away. So if you give us a call during the break, 605-4567, I can get you two tickets for Les Mis for the opening weekend. So give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at ReadingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. You know what? Martin and Pam have just built just a wonderful, wonderful business here. And it is so good. They have been voted best in the North State, and they should be because they are. They're the only ones that we let touch our HVAC system at the house, and Bob's got them over at his place. Everybody's happy with Alliance Heating and Air. Call them at 221-2642. Why? Because it's going to be 80 today. Then it's going to be 85. Mm. Then it's going to be 92. And then what you're going to say is, oh, I have a couple problems with my air conditioner. And guess what? So are 5,000 other people that are calling Alliance Heating and Air. So give them a call now, today. Have them come out and check it. Check that air conditioner. Make sure it's working. Make sure your filters are clean.
Change those filters.
Change those filters. Because, you know, we had a lot of smoke last year and, you know, get a lot of pollen in there. Plus the air ducts. They also take a look at all the ducts that bring the cold air through your house. What if one's collapsed or has just gotten dirty in there? It's Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We've given away two of our Les Mis ticket vouchers, and I need to give the other one away. You can go see it on May 3rd to the 5th. That's this weekend. It's going to be at Shasta High School, and you need to email Lori Cahill but when you have this voucher. So give us a call, 605-4567. I've got two left. I've got good for two reserve seating tickets to our opening weekend. Okay, I'm here with Brian Martin, who is We Back to Blue, but also the general manager mm-hmm. of River Commons.
Yes, sir.
Which is a community.
Independent retirement community, yes, sir.
I'm never sure what to call this, but now that I've met Sherry, I think it's going to be the wild and crazy over 60 group.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Right.
All right, finishing up then again First Responders Month. What kind of things are going to be happening this month that you know of?
There's all kinds of things. They have the Police Officers Memorial Week. It mm-hmm. comes up. We Back the Blue is going to be busy helping. You said that, you know, the one thing you mentioned is we kind of respond to as the needs. We have a local officer's family, the Lazos, that have five kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she has very serious cancer, and now I've just heard that the husband as well has been diagnosed.
This is an officer?
This is a local officer here, and so we are helping.
Here at the Reading Police Department, or is it?
Well, it's a local officer. Okay. They didn't want to identify the department.
All right, yeah. That's fine. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So they're going to have a fundraiser May 12th down at the Volante Park in Anderson. We Back the Blue has jumped in to help them with the promoting of that.
When's this going
to
be?
It's May 12th from 7:30 to in the morning to 7 p.m. It's going to be barbecue, pancakes in the morning, barbecue, and baseball down there.
Well, you know what? We'll do everything we can from right here. Also, and to make sure we get the word out to
That's
everybody.
Awesome. That's
well,
really
you know
great.
What? That's you know what? You complain about little, you know, you see people complain about things, little things, and then you hear something like this, and you realize, oh my gosh, you know, how
kids.
Lucky you are. Five kids and both parents
young
have got
two. They're young kids. I think the oldest is 14.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. We need as a community to turn together on this one. And see what we can do to help out.
Hey, okay. Carl, can I do one quick
sure.
shout out for
We
Back Blue? It's Sign Stations Graphics, who has been my partner from the very, very beginning, and Erica and Scott. There would not be a We Back the Blue without them.
You know
sure.
what? And I've met them, and they are just quality people. You're
they
absolutely
are.
True. And we are more than happy to give a big shout out to them.
No, I appreciate that.
No, these are people that have done so much for our community. And when you see things that are happening and you see something on there, it's Sign Stations.
Yeah.
And they are really quality people. So, yes. But we want to also tell you, Brian, how much we appreciate you and your organization.
Well, thank you.
And I realize that we brought you here for a couple of different things, but I think it's apropos to kick it off this month with this. The sheriff's going to come on. The chief of police is on tomorrow. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Love them both, by the way.
Love them both. And we've got a number of, you know what, the May has started off really well. I look at the paper, instead of being stories about, oh, we're the fifth, you know, we've got the fifth, you know, highest rate of stolen cars. Mm-hmm. I see Stillwater has got a non-binding letter to people that want to buy Stillwater. I see where we're having expanding downtown in the good way.
Right.
I see we're having, you know, a bus route from Redding to Sacramento. It's going to cost $15. And they've got six buses they're buying, electric
wow.
buses, and they're going to stop at the airport. I mean, come on. I mean, is that great news? And Preston Sharp, our young hero that goes out there, you know, our young that pays homage to the veterans, is back going back to the White House again this weekend.
Wow.
And he's going to stop by. And the VA is, like, hosting him.
That's awesome.
Oh, it is. You know, so when I see things like that, and, you know, then the Calipo Nights just finished, and all the things that are happening here, I just I think it's just great.
It's a great community.
It's a great community.
And we have partnered with the United Shasta, which is a volunteer group here in town. They provided about 21 volunteers for Cool April Nights. And they're just out there cleaning up trails and just volunteering for whatever goes around. They're going to help us on the Volante Park fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I had Brad Long in here yesterday from the Veterans Resource Center. Mm-hmm. And it's little known, but they found housing for over 142 homeless veterans.
Wow.
They've got them into the homes, and they've got them in the places. They're they're into the second phases in a lot of them, where they're going to school, they're learning trades, they're independent living type thing. And
that's awesome.
And he's working with somebody else. Like I introduced two people like Brad and Angela together to look at having another facility here. Mm. Right outside of town for post-traumatic stress, for all different types of things out there.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
These are all just things that, you know, people that are kind of like under the radar, you don't hear it. They just keep going forward and forward and forward, like you all and, you know, like so many different things around here. Okay, we just gave, we gave up the last set. Okay, that was the last set of tickets we gave, so thank you very much. Yeah, I think you're going to have a great time at Les Mis.
No.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Now, let's talk about independent living and and seniors here, because this is a huge, it's going to be a huge industry.
It
already is.
Got a lot of baby boomers coming that way for sure. Yep. And River Commons, who I actually was River Oaks when I started 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful, we'll let Sherry tell, because she's actually been a resident there for 5 years.
Actually, I met you just about the time you came to work.
Yes.
The first time that Jim and I came in.
Sherry, why would, and such a delightful lady here, and it's really been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
When people think of going into
It's independent living.
Yeah. What is independent living facility?
You'd want to give them the legal term?
Well, it's not assisted. We're not a medical community.
Right.
These are healthy seniors that we provide a lot of services for.
Mm-hmm.
Three meals a day, housekeeping, activities, transportation. You know, so they don't have hardly anything that they have to really worry about, like when you own your own home.
Okay. So you are, you're in a place where you don't have to worry about cutting the grass.
Right.
You don't have to worry about, oh, my gosh, oh, look, the toilet's clogged up or any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can just enjoy life.
I do. I do.
So what's your average day like there?
Well, usually busy.
Mm-hmm.
People always say, how can retired people stay so busy? But there's always something to do, and it's always changing, too. You never know from one minute to the next what we might be doing. But it's a wonderful place because it's the people that are there that make it special. Our staff, our owners, they all provide so much for us for entertainment, for comfort. They're always looking out for us. Most people who I like to talk to people who come in and take a tour with Brian or with Jennifer and just talk to them for a few minutes and see where other places they've been, because I do have a little advantage. We lived in another place here in town before
mm-hmm.
we moved there. And people will come in there and they'll say, well, it's so friendly, it's so warm. And it is, really. It's kind of a cliche to say it's like a family, but it's really true. It really is. As far as my day goes, we get a little wake-up call that it's breakfast time. We have intercoms in the apartment, so I myself don't usually go down for breakfast, but we have three wonderful meals a day.
Well, what are the apartments like?
They're nice. They're an unfurnished apartment.
They are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Have a kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
We provide cable. It's just very nice.
So you have a little kitchenette there, so you can mm-hmm. if you don't want to go down there like that.
Private bathroom and all that.
Oh. Yes, there's everything.
A little one-bedroom apartment there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, I'm in a studio.
Okay.
And my husband passed away recently, and I decided I wanted to stay there because that was like home. I have family in the area.
But I felt established there with my friends, and the staff are all friends.
Why leave?
So why leave? You know, everything that is provided, because the only bill that you actually have to pay is your telephone bill.
Okay.
That's it.
I was here with Sherry and Brian Martin of River Commons. And we're talking, you know, first of all, you know, we back to blue, and it's also it's First Responder Month. But I want to talk more about this because we have not had anybody on like Sherry. And to talk about this, because this is one of the businesses that I want to talk about after the break, is that Redding, you know, there's a 1 degree difference in the temperature between here and Palm Springs in Redding. Now, the other thing is we have lakes. They don't have big lakes. We have mountains. They don't have mountains. And you can be to the ocean in like 3 hours. We have all these things here, and it just seems to me is that what a we've got the everything there except the community itself, you know, like a big retirement community out there. But we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started, 9 years ago, John and Sarah did, and they've built their business into the finest firearms dealer in, is my opinion, in anywhere around here. Why? Because of the customer service, because they care about their customers. They can. They have great classes in CCW. They have any type of accessory that you could want for shooting is at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, but veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, or give them a call at 222-8222. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Brian and Sherry.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you ready for this, country fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than 6 number one hits, 4 LPs, and over 10 million units sold, tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community.
It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaum. Linda's on assignment this morning, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the very first day of May. Sherry let April get away with from us.
I did.
You did. You know what, Sherry?
Took it right away.
You know, I told you. It's a slippery little month. You got to kind of watch it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold to Cypress Square Barbershop. Can't think of another place to get a haircut there or watch Bob get his beard trimmed. I'm here with Brian Martin from River Commons. He's general manager, but he's also in We Back the Blue and been talking about different things at the first responders. This is First Responders Month, is May. And then we, but he also brought this delightful lady named Sherry, and who's talking to us about living in an independent living. I don't know, facility. It doesn't even seem like the right word.
Community.
Community. Mm-hmm. Independent living community. And the things that happen there, because I know you're our very first guest that we've had on. Like, as we talk about, saying, okay, this is really a nice place and all that. I mean, you hear that when you're advertising, you talk mm-hmm. to people, but I guess it's when you bring somebody in.
It is. We really like it when people come in for a tour because they know right away that this is a friendly, warm place. And many people I stop them, talk to them, tell them a few things. Sometimes I'll even ask them if there's anything they want to ask me that they wouldn't ask Brian. You know, a little secret or something, you know.
Does Brian walk around in the middle of the night, like, you know, with a teddy bear or something like that?
No,
none of those. Okay. His cheeks are turning red, though. All right.
But there's always something to do, and we have a bus that takes us for doctor appointments. We have the bus that takes us for banking and anything that you want to do.
Shopping,
you just sign up, shopping.
Lunches out.
Thrift shopping, especially. Yeah. That's our specialty.
Thrift shopping. Oh, wow.
They do a lot of crafts, and they supply themselves.
Can people just go on the trips with you? Do they have to be suddenly you're doing great trips. I'm just thinking if I just dropped by one day, I could go with you.
We would take you.
We'd take me. Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, a lot of times family will join them, for sure.
Well, actually, we have people that just like to get on the bus and ride and see the area.
Get out of the house.
Yeah,
yep.
Get out for a while. But there's we have so many things we decorate for. Every opportunity for any event to put up decorations.
Rodeo Week coming up.
Rodeo Week's coming up. In fact, we won an award last year for our decorations. We did. Our lobby looked like a
corral.
Actually, it did. It was straw all over the carpet. But we have a lot of...
I think you should go for live animals this year. tell Brian you want chickens and a calf.
Since you brought up chickens, that's one thing that I might bring up sometime. But one thing I like, too, is that the residents have the opportunity to participate. Sometimes it's nice to be retired, but you want to do something, to feel like you're connected in it, you're doing something. Well, we have a lady who's Jan, who's now working with our library. We have a wonderful library, and she takes, her job is to take the fresh paperbacks around to the three laundries that we have, so you'll have books in there if you want to read. We have another lady who's taken over our exercise plan. We have chair exercise, regular exercise, and now
line dancing.
And I understand they're going to be dancing at the rodeo.
That would not surprise me.
And
there's rodeo dancing. I'm not sure that okay, a couple beers. You can jump right into this.
There you go. Sharing,
yep. They may have line dancing. Never come to think of it.
Yeah. Well, there's just everything that there is to do.
So you all go to the rodeo?
Oh, yes. We go and have breakfast with our 12,000 friends.
Oh, yeah, they do the pancake breakfast. They did the chili cook-off last year.
We have a fast draw shootout, and one of our chefs is participating again this year.
Well, that's great.
So it's just everything. When we have a party for whatever it might be, Halloween is the really one that's a good one because people participate. They dress up. We haunt the thrift shops.
You'll never see more seniors acting like children in one room.
And it's so fun.
Well, we always act like children.
But I've always maintained that if a person looked in the window at one of our buffet parties, they'd never know it was a quote, old folks. So
should you be and see that's what you're fighting against, right? But things have changed a lot, I think, because you're not talking about an assisted living facility. You're talking about independent living community where you know people can walk down the street. Do people have their own cars?
Oh yeah, I do. Lots of drivers.
Yeah, see, they have a lot of drivers there. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking for is to do away with the dull aspects of life.
The drudge.
Yes. Hand that over to Brian and his crew.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you can do things. So you have the autonomy. You've got TV. You've got that. So if you don't want to go down and play cards that night, you can sit up there and watch
weekly housekeeping. Yeah. You know. So. Yeah. You've got just about all that you could ask for. And if you want something else, you just drop it in the suggestion box, and it just may happen.
How about that indoor swimming pool?
I'm working on that.
Not yet.
That indoor saltwater swimming pool, y'all can go down and work out down there.
Oh, we do like to have company. So come by for lunch sometime.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to do that. Now, do you all have entertainment people coming rolling through there?
All the time.
Yeah. Oh, we have our own entertainment, too. We do. And we do. We have live music. We love to have Pine Dogs come and play for us.
Goody Goody Band.
I know who that is.
Oh, we love Goody Goodies.
Yeah, I know Bob, Coach Bob.
They're fantastic, really. Well, they always come early, don't they?
Yeah, we have regular entertainment in there.
This is a growth industry.
It is
the baby boomers are hitting, you know, my age and older. And then you've got the next ones coming up right behind, and you look at the places that say what are the top 10 jobs in the future, and these kinds of businesses. And people that work in independent living and assisted living facilities, there's always in the top 10.
Well, something jobs. I think is interesting, too, is our age is 62.
62 and up.
Mm-hmm. And, which I think is really young, really. But I'm happy to see more couples coming in.
We've got quite a few veterans there, too, which we're really excited about.
What kind of facilities, Brian? We haven't even asked that yet. I mean, if you haven't seen the facilities, you got to go by and see them. But they're right on Hartnell, and they're right next to the VA.
Yep,
and
we share a border.
They might have something to do with the veterans.
And Copper Ridge is right there, too. Very handy. A lot of our residents have to stop in there for a little while for some therapy or, you know, something of that. It's great. It's handy.
And there's there's a sportsman's lounge right across the street.
A little more therapy there.
Yeah, a little. Okay, so let me take a break and come back and let's talk about the facility. I don't want to call it a facility, the community itself.
The community.
There you go.
Because facility sounds sterile, and this is not a sterile place.
It's
okay.
Not.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Best of the Best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system,
a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Redding. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call me, Jeff Avery in Reading, 243-4600.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3650.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR1460 with Carl and about Linda's on assignment. Hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police will be joining us. I want to talk about a number of things, of course, the First Responders Month, but I want to talk to him about the situation that's going on here in town, the continuous law enforcement agencies that are just busting their humps, grabbing people and running them into jails, and there's no room for it. And then this new idea of new 60 more beds that will fill up in the first day, and other ideas that, you know, because the police talk among themselves, and they talk to other agencies. And I like to have Chief Moore talk a little bit about that. He's fighting the tide right now. And I'd like to see if there's things that the city and the community could do to help. Also, besides more, I mean, everybody's trying to reach out, and we're kind of like looking in different ways of doing it. But how could we as a community focus and come in like a spear point on one part and then fix that? You know, we're scattered, so we need to focus on what we're doing. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, I'm here with Brian Martin from River Commons. Also, We Back the Blue.
Yes, sir.
And Sherry. Sherry, I just found out, is a saint.
Yes, Sherry, she is.
Sherry was married to an Air Force veteran who was in the Air Force for 30 years. And then he went into law enforcement. Now, if this doesn't want to, you know, if this man doesn't have a, you know, he wants to push away his wife. I mean, he's found the two best ways to do it. And you all were married for 62 years.
I like a man in uniform.
Whoa. I guess you do.
Well, after he retired from being a police officer, then he was a reserve Coast Guard.
Bob, did you hear that? Reserve Coast Guard? Do you know Sherry? Bob's in the Coast Guard Auxiliary out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gee, he was just a go-getter.
He was.
Great. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, you've got a lot of things going on. here out there. But I want to go back into, okay, if you want to come, you pay a price based on the square footage.
Yes, that's generally the size of the apartment.
The size of the apartment. And it can be from a studio all the way up to two bedroom,
two bath.
Right, mm-hmm. 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yep.
And everything's paid for except your telephone and internet.
That's about it, yep.
Okay.
It's an unfurnished apartment, and you bring your furniture and your phone. Pretty much everything else we provide.
That. A lot of people like to do that, bring their own furniture. It really does make it feel like your home, like that. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got some other things that are happening.
With River Commons, we've got, again, Rodeo Week, which we do. We have a lot of fun there. It's one of those things that right now we've got a moving special that will help you move, pay up to $700 to do that. And so it makes it very easy to move in there. It's just month to month. No move-in fee right now. There's,
no administrative fees, plus you're going to help people move in.
Yeah, and the kids love that particular thing.
Okay, now what would you tell people that are, Sherry, you've been, how long have you been at? You've been 5 years
five
at least.
Years.
5 years. And your husband, as we told, said, is a 30-year veteran, law enforcement veteran, and you all decided, and you were in another place.
Yes.
And then you decided to come to River Commons.
We did.
What was the thing that that said, I want to go into an independent community?
Well, the stories that most of the people will tell are pretty much the same.
Uh-huh.
Their wife is tired of cooking is one thing. And my husband said he was happy because all he'd have to say was call maintenance. He didn't have any more things. So you'd like that, too. And it was attractive. It was time. My husband was not feeling well. I was tired of shouldering all of the household work and the gardening and all. And we were just ready for a rest. And we picked this place because our daughter and son-in-law have been up here for about 20 years. In fact, I have a business here in town.
Well, no, so you weren't from here then originally.
No.
So you moved up here because you have family up here.
Native Californians, both of us. But we were living in San Luis Obispo, which is a hard place to leave weather-wise.
That's a nice place.
The first day that we moved up here, I hate to say this, but it's true, it was 116 that day. And I sort of wondered if we'd made a mistake.
I tell you what, I came back from Iraq. And so when they said I had one of those 116 days, and they said, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. And I just looked down, and I went, I don't know. I'm wearing shorts and drinking a beer. But you're right.
Not sleeping in a tent.
It only happens, just for a couple of weeks it's like that. But tell you what, that's when it seems like everybody in the world travels through here. It was 116 degrees. But
natives like to say it weeds out the unfit.
That's right.
That's right.
You know what? If you can't handle a little heat, go to San Francisco.
Well, one thing that's really good is we have wonderful air conditioning in the building,
helps, too.
Oh, it does. It really does. They're very comfortable.
Refrigerators. Yeah, all those things.
It does.
Okay, now you went to another one. I'm not asking you to disparage the other one, but you started someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that kind of like said, I think we can do better?
Too corporate.
Okay.
Really. A lot of change of personnel and just warmth. It's so hard to explain. You have to experience that while I'm trying to get you to come.
That's where we talk about facility as opposed to a community.
Right.
Yep.
People come in and they know, they say, it's like a cruise ship. We've heard that a lot.
Well, that's one of those things that we talked about that out there when we went down to one where Linda was entertaining. But it was like people were friendly with each other, and the staff was so nice. And I think that makes a big difference.
It is a really big difference because we all know each other, and the staff knows this. And Roz, runs the place, doesn't she? But anyway, she knows when someone isn't feeling well and knows to.
So, I hate to interrupt you. We only got a few minutes left, because I want to bring back into this, and for Brian, is that people that are thinking about this need to come down and take a look.
Yes.
And talk
to people there. And what would you tell people if they're looking at different places? What is the real thing they should look for? I mean, because you switched out, but it's sometimes it's hard to tell because you're being escorted by somebody. So, I mean, is it a cleanliness type thing? Is it just a kind of like people smiling or those, you know?
Well, that's true. But the main thing that I think for because of experience living in another place, yeah. I look seriously at the dining schedule and such because it makes a difference. Where we lived before, it was 3 sit-down meals a day, mm-hmm. okay? We have, I call it 1 sit-down meal because we arrive at a time, we sit down, and we eat. The others are like cafeteria style. You mosey in during a certain period of time for breakfast and take from your what you want from breakfast, and the same way with supper, too.
Okay.
You can find any sitting place you want. I like the fact that we have assigned seating. Now, that turns a lot of people off, but when I explain to them, that means that they always have a place to sit.
They don't have to get down a half hour early to find a sit with the people they like.
Where we lived before, I had to go down 30 minutes early to find a place for my husband and I to sit together.
Mm-hmm.
This way, you have a seat. You don't have
you get to
worry
know a
about
group.
It.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's really convenient.
It is.
They really like it.
See, now, that right there is worth the whole hour, really. What do you look for? Because there's a lot of people out there, you know, they're contemplating this. What does it look like down there in the dining? Yeah, because that's such an important part because it's a place where people get together. And if you're forced to eat at a certain time, what if you're not feeling it
exactly.
right then? You know,
yeah,
so now you've lost. Now you've lost your meal.
Right.
Now you got to do something else. Okay.
Yep.
That's great.
Well, you can also what I would do at times. Breakfast was a little early for my husband, so you can go down to the kitchen and get what you want in a styrofoam clamshell. Take it up to your apartment. Almost everyone has a microwave or toaster oven, you know, in there to warm it up. We have a really hot item now. We have a special salad once a week that's no extra charge for, and it is a super wonderful salad. Ahi tuna, you know.
Steak, tri-tip, shrimp, you name it. They're just really good.
Salad.
And every week we feature a new salad.
And,
it's a nice, healthy option.
If I can't go and eat right then, I can order it, go in, pick it up, take it back to my apartment, and eat when I'm ready
When you're ready, from the TV, if that's what you want. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay. All right, you've convinced me.
Are
I'm going to come down.
Are
I'm come
you
down for lunch.
Well,
I am because it makes you, you know, because people, you know, when you get to a point, you've got a house, it's 3 or 4 bedrooms, and you got a big yard, and you know, you're saying, well, I want to stay here because my kids are here, but I don't want to live with them because they, frankly,
that's
they bother
hard,
me.
Yeah.
They bother
right.
me, and so you want to, so you can go someplace where, but you've really got to choose it correctly.
Do your homework.
Talk to the
actual residents. I encourage that for sure.
You have to do something like that, and so we're talking to Sherry, who is a resident for 5 years at River Commons.
Yeah,
and it seems to be happy there.
Yes, very.
And then, of course, Brian, who's a general manager, who's a friend. But, you know, in the Back to Blue and all the, you know, for backing the first responders and all these things they've got going on. But also the general manager down there and provides it seems to me, Sherry, he provides that type of atmosphere that's kind of a collegial type that people can get together.
It is. He's very open, you know, open door policy. So if anybody has a problem, they just tell him, go ask Brian.
Come look to me.
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of Brian?
221-2121 is River Commons, our employer, my employer, Raystone Senior Living. As Sherry was mentioning, everybody from the corporate office on down makes this really a community feel. And then I did want to say for We Back to Blue, if I got a second.
Oh, yeah, we still got 2 minutes.
Okay, good. We do have a number of things coming up. If you go to We Back to Blue Shasta on Facebook, we have an events page, and that has all of our events coming up.
Okay.
What we're raising money for this year are the 3 canine units. They're self-funded. local chaplains units and Operation Blue Santa, and then other things like the Lazo family that come up along the way.
Now, the Lazo family is one that we're going to be working on for the 12th.
That's correct.
Okay, this is a family. It's a law enforcement officer whose wife has cancer, then it's discovered he's got it.
That's correct.
And they have 5 children. All under the age of 14.
Local officer.
There's going to be a fundraiser on the 12th, and it's going to be at
Volante Park in Anderson. It's going to be an all-day thing. A lot of his fellow officers are helping put that together.
And we want to get as many people out there as we
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely.
And KCNR always wants to help on the We Back the Blue. So let's come up with something for getting money for or for raising money for the K-9 unit. So
that'd be awesome. Quite,
you know, that we can do, and we can, if it takes, you know, standing on a roof or you know, laying down on the sidewalk or something like that for 20 hours, we can do for something
we're
like that.
We're all about that, Carl.
We can do that. Maybe we can have a touch football game with the family down at River.
He's turning around and looked at me, and I got nervous.
Hey, thanks so much for being here, Sherry. It's such a pleasure meeting
Thank you.
And I mean, you're obviously such a a positive person, and you love meeting positive people.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And Brian, thanks a lot for what you do, buddy.
Carl, thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow, Chief of Police will be with us, among others. We're having Friday, of course. Congressman LaMalfa. And then Thursday, we're going to have Rick Bassetti talking about what's happening with Colt 45. So it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't
back down. Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilton.